Thanks to City Club for inviting me here. Unfortunately, I could not partake in the meal because I am fasting today in solidarity with the 12 parents and community members who are in their ninth day of a hunger strike in order to get CPS to just listen to them and their proposal to save the last public neighborhood open enrollment high school in the city. So this gesture on my part is relatively insignificant when compared to the sacrifice they are making, but it's a gesture I make nonetheless. As residents and taxpayers, we have to do more than identify problems. We have to identify and understand the source of those problems. If we don't neutralize that source, then we might be able to solve the problem today, but that source will rear its head a few years down the line and recreate the same havoc that it's creating today. For example, we've been told that pensions are the problem. Indeed, we have problems with pensions, but pensions are not the source of our problem. This administration consistently misappropriated pension funds and then attempts to convince us that pensions themselves are the problem. That's like a thief stealing your rent money and then attempting to convince you that the landlord is your problem. The source of our problem is the city and school officials who raise, spend, and borrow money in a manner that is reckless and corrupt. The source of our problem is the parasitic private sector banks and investors who are always looking for creative ways to rip off taxpayers. The source of our problem are state legislators who are all too eager to create a legislative climate that makes it easy for this kind of nonsense to happen. Since I don't have time to deal with all three of those, I'm going to focus on the reckless borrowing and the banks who benefit from it. It's interesting to note that when the Tribune attempted to get the details about how CPS spends, how much it spends in interest on its massive debts, that CPS stalled and made them and their attorneys work for a year to get that information. So not only are they putting us deeper in debt, they're working overtime to hide from us how much debt they're putting us into. CPS recently hired Ernst & Young to do an analysis of their structural deficit. The analysis shows that pension costs are projected to rise only 32% over 7 years, while debt service is projected to rise 350% over those same 7 years, from $119 million to well over $400 million. This is the debt that's driving up costs, and this debt is not owed to teachers or retirees. This debt is owed to financial institutions like the Pritzker Group, Goldman Sachs, and Northern Trust, all Emmanuel campaign contributors. And his administration wants to make sure that they get paid everything they're owed. This debt is owed to banks and investors who virtually swindled CPS out of over $100 million. Financial institutions like Bank of America and the Royal Bank of Canada, they have documented evidence that these banks knew that the auction rate securities market was going to collapse, and at the same time that they were preparing a huge, massive auction rate issue for CPS. This is illegal. You can sue them for this and get your money back. But the Emmanuel administration refuses. They want these banks to get every dime they're owed, even though they got it through corrupt and deceptive practices. The administration wants to pay your tax dollars to everyone they owe, except one group. The only people the Emmanuel administration doesn't want to pay what it owes are teachers. Let me say that another way. The only group of people this administration doesn't want to pay just happen to be the only group of people who actually worked for what they're owed. Spent their entire careers working and sacrificing for what CPS owes them. PNC Bank didn't sacrifice a more lucrative career to dedicate itself to teaching science and mathematics. Chicago's teachers do that. Goldman Sachs didn't sacrifice time with their own families to stay after school to tutor struggling readers. Chicago teachers do that. None of these institutions spent years working with four struggling students in hopes that this sacrifice and investment of time would pay off on graduation day, only to have those hopes destroyed when news reaches you that you'll be preparing instead to attend their funeral.
Troy, you're a little over 5 minutes, so a lot over 5 minutes, brother. So sum it up. You're on a roll.
This happens as a result of the neglect in their communities by many of the same people who are neglecting their schools. I must say a few of their names. Miguel, Tyree, Roberto, and Candace. And teachers all over this city have their own list of names that are etched into their hearts as a result of their sacrifices. As our teachers feel this district coming in to take what little they get in return for their sacrifice, this administration's hollow, empty, and hypocritical use of the term shared sacrifice to justify this encroachment must seem profoundly disrespectful and painfully ironic. To reiterate, as I close, the source of our problem is one, city and school officials who raise and spend and borrow money in a manner that is reckless and corrupt, the parasitic private sector, banks and investors who are always looking for creative ways to rip off taxpayers, and the state legislators who are eager to create a legislative environment in which this legalized theft can occur. If anyone is made to sacrifice, it has to be members of these three groups. Because the behavior of teachers didn't cause this problem. The behavior of the people in these three groups caused this problem. Teachers have already made their sacrifice 1,000 times over. And those whose behavior caused this sacrifice have no right to ask them for any more.